When it comes to climate change, Alaska is seen as a bellwether. Temperatures have risen nearly 4 degrees over the past 50 years, a number that's double the national average. But even though Alaska figures in discussion of climate change nationally, it's rarely a major topic of conversation in Juneau. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez examines why.
The last time there was legislation specifically focused on climate change was in 2006. There have since been energy efficiency bills and air quality bills and resolutions pushing back on air quality regulations, but nothing that gets at the massive, complicated issue of climate change. So it was a bit unusual to hear legislators air their opinions on the matter last week.
It is here, and there's no question that the Arctic and the climate are changing.
The discussion kicked off when Senator Liesl McGuire, an Anchorage Republican, led a press conference on a new report on Arctic policy. The document lays out the positions Alaska should take as sea ice melts and different nations try to carve out influence in the Arctic. The word climate appears nearly 30 times in the document, occasionally in the context of an investment climate. The word opportunity appears in equal measure. Over the course of an hour, lawmakers focused on the possibilities for resource development, for increased commerce, and for private investment to the tune of $100 billion. McGuire described their approach as realistic.
The development's going to happen with or without Alaska. It's already happening.
The climate change discussion bled into other committee meetings. At a House Resources hearing, Representative Benny Nagyak, a Barrow Democrat who caucuses with Republicans, expressed dismay at federal rules meant to protect species from climate change.
Everything created in this world has to learn adaptive capabilities to changes in anything in their lives.
Some, like Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson, pushed back on the statement that the ecosystem is that resilient.
We are the poster child because of the change that is so self-evident and I think empirically proven at this point.
But it was Representative Craig Johnson, a Republican from Anchorage, who seemed to capture the pervading attitude in the building.
I am not certain that if we shut down every development in the state of Alaska, moved everyone from Alaska, and moved them out, that we would have any effect on climate change.
Which all goes to highlight.
Alaska is a tough place to talk about climate change.
Michael Tubman worked on energy and environmental issues for Governors Sarah Palin, Frank Murkowski, and Tony Knowles.
It's also a microcosm of the whole issue. We're actually seeing the effects of climate change and the costs associated with it. At the same time, the fossil fuel industry is a very important part of the state's economy.
Tubman is now a fellow with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. And he says there's a tension where the state is dependent on oil production for its economy and, at the same time, vulnerable to a lot of the immediate effects of those same fossil fuels. And as those effects are becoming more obvious, the national conversation about it has become polarized.
I think over the last 10 years, we've seen climate change from a bipartisan issue that was able to be discussed with different types of solutions coming from different types of governors and federal officials to a far more partisan conversation. And that's been really unfortunate.
So climate change is kind of an elephant in the room. The state needs to figure out how to deal with its effect on infrastructure and industry. But tackling climate change itself can seem too ambitious and maybe even contrary to the state's economic interest. Tubman thinks there are a few things that can be done at the state level to address climate change beyond mitigation. He points to other resource-rich areas. For example, Alberta has put a price on carbon while still maintaining a healthy oil industry, and Texas has made big strides in wind energy. As far as development of Alaska's resources go, Tubman says that can be done in ways that reduce emissions. Tubman also thinks it's worth reviving something like the climate change subcabinet that existed during the Palin administration.
There is a lot of value in having an ongoing conversation where people can look at this long-term issue from all different angles.
Larry Hartig has served as the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation since 2007, and he was part of the subcabinet while it was active. He says the Walker administration is currently discussing its strategy for climate change and sees it as a significant challenge.
Our glaciers are getting smaller. We're seeing higher rates of coastal riverine erosion, where surface ponds are disappearing, draining away. I mean, you can't sit there and say it's not happening.
Hartig says he wants to re-examine the work of the climate change subcabinet to find out what's changed and what work still needs to be done. Basically, Alaska doesn't have to solve climate change. It just has to start dealing with it. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.